Good morning and welcome to episode 4 of our monthly live Q&A session with Cinten's family team. I'm David Pritchard, head of marketing here at Cinten's. Just a very quick reminder from me that these sessions have come about due to the vast volume of questions we received for our live Q&A session that we held during Good Divorce Week. Fortunately, we weren't able to answer anywhere near the questions that we received, so we thought that these sessions would be a great idea moving forward, and we have been and are going to continue to run them at 10 a.m. on Teams on the third Friday of each month live. So family team are going to answer three questions as usual, and our speaker today is solicitor Sophie Dodds. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass you straight over to Sophie for question one of three. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Hello and welcome back to the Family Law Q&A. So I'm pleased to say we've had even more questions that have been sent through. So thank you so much and keep the questions coming. So I've got three questions which I'm going to answer today. And the first is, my children are half Italian. Since we separated, my wife wants to live in Italy with them. Can she do this? So the simple answer is no. You will have parental responsibility for the child as long as you are either named on the birth certificate as the father or you were married to your wife at the time of the child's birth. If this is so, then she must seek your permission before returning to Italy. If she does not do so, then this is an offence under the Child Abduction Act, and you can make an application to court straight away for your child's return to England and Wales. You may wish to apply for a prohibited steps order to the court, which would prevent your wife from removing the children to live in Italy. This would save you the hassle of having to apply if she does take them and having to get them back. So this would stop them going altogether. Or the correct process to follow if someone does want to relocate with a child is to apply for what's known as a specific issue order at the court. And this is to get the court's permission to relocate with that child. So the second question today is, I've built my business up from scratch. My wife says that half the business is hers. Is this true? So when reaching a settlement in respect of property and finances on divorce, it is usual, the process is that we would exchange financial disclosure. And this way, both parties and their representatives are aware of all of the assets which make up the marital pot. And in some cases, assets can be treated as non-matrimonial. Courts do try to avoid forcing parties with businesses to sell them unless this is truly necessary. So, for example, if the business was the main asset in the marriage and both parties could not be met without selling the business, then it may be considered necessary to do so. However, it is a lot more likely that a court would allow you to retain your business as long as your wife's needs can be met using other assets in the pot. So a lump sum may be required to acknowledge your wife's role in that she supported you in that business and supported you during the marriage, which enabled you to build a successful business. So it may be that her needs can be met by other assets, for example, if there's property involved or other capital, but the court may want her to be acknowledged for supporting you during that marriage and enabling you to build up the business that you have. And the final question today is, what is the government's online divorce service? So the government moved the divorce process online in 2021, and this has avoided paper applications and delays caused by making postal applications. So both clients and representatives have found that the online process has made the application process easier and a lot quicker as well. So financial remedy applications can also be made online. So this is if you cannot reach an agreement in relation to the property and finances outside of court and you need to ask a judge to decide, then you would make an application to the court to issue financial remedy proceedings. You can also issue consent orders online, and a consent order details the financial settlement that you have reached on divorce. So like I said previously, this would be if you are able to reach a financial settlement outside of court. The settlement is documented into what's known as a consent order document, and this needs to be approved by a judge to make it legally binding. So you can do this as well on the government's online divorce service. So thank you very much for joining me again on this Family Law Q&A, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks very much, Sophie. Very quickly from me, just to remind you that the firm is continuing to work hard to produce and deliver useful content, articles, blogs, videos, podcasts, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. You can also follow the family team on Twitter, at Sintons Family. And just talking about the podcast webinars, all of these monthly employment Q&As are on the website as well. Just a reminder, www.sintons.co.uk. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you on Friday the 22nd of April, 10 a.m. on Teams. And as usual, I'll send the link round to you near the time so that you can view this. Once again, all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we will speak to you next month. Thank you.